I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Obviously, a big win for Indiana the other night on Wednesday in Minneapolis at the Barn, the Williams Arena, as the Hoosiers knocked off Minnesota. But before that game, word came out that Woodson will return as Indiana's head coach for next season. And that ends all the talk about his future in Bloomington. Of course, the Hoosiers have had a horrible season under Woodson. They're 17-13, 9-10 in Big Ten play with one game left in the regular season after the 70-58 win over Minnesota. And they started the season 10-3 and 2-0 in the Big Ten, but they lost 10 of 14 before winning three in a row. So they were a disaster, and then they righted the ship, and they've been winning of late. His return was first reported by the Indianapolis Star. He wouldn't talk about it after the game on Wednesday night. The Hoosiers got into the NCAA tournament in each of Woodson's first 2 years, including last season's second-place Big Ten finish. But they had Trace Jackson Davis. Duh. They earned a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament before falling to Miami in the second round. He's 65. He played for Bob Knight, of course, from 76 to 80, and then went to the NBA draft, selected by the Knicks, and then after his NBA career, 11 years as a player, 25 years as a head coach and assistant, he went back to IU, his alma mater, in 2021 to replace Archie Miller. They would have had to have paid him $12.6 million if they let him go, and his contract would have allowed the school to pay it in $1 million annual installments over 12 years, basically. So now he's coming back, and it's not like I think he's a bad coach. I just think he hasn't related to this young team. They had Ware, Khalil Ware, who came in from Oregon as a transfer, and now he's going to go to the NBA draft. The big 7-footer had a huge game against Minnesota the other night. He can do it all on the floor, but he's really, I guess Reynu's not bad. They have a couple of guys that can ball. There's no doubt about it, but the rest of that team is really weak. I don't know what people expected. When you lose Trace Jackson Davis and you lose Thompson, you lose two big-time scorers to graduation and one of them to the NBA. I mean, what did you expect? For them to get better? I mean, there's recruiting, there's transfer portal, there's all this. But you don't lose talent like that and then just replace it like flicking a switch. So I never thought Indiana was going to be that great this year. And the fact that they're 17-13 and in like eighth in the Big Ten conference play standings, I mean, I've seen it before where the Big Ten let nine teams into the NCAA tournament. I doubt Indiana's getting in, but it's not the worst team I've ever seen in my life, considering what they lost and what they have. So I'd say give him one more year, and if he fails next year, I wouldn't be surprised they let him go and then just pay him out. Speaking of coaches coming back, Brian Dutcher, who led San Diego State to the national championship game only to lose, has signed an extension that'll keep him as the Aztecs coach through 27-28. He's in his seventh season as head coach. He's gone 173-55. His 25th season overall at San Diego State. He was Fisher's assistant for 18 years. Dutcher thanked San Diego State officials, said, "Our success began 25 years ago when my friend Steve Fisher came to the Mesa, and along with my assistants, we have built a program that competes on a national level every night. I got into coaching to affect the lives of young people and to be able to do it at a school in a city I love. It's all anyone could ever ask for." Of course, the Aztecs reached their first Final Four last year. They beat FAU on Lamont Butler's buzzer beater and then lost to UConn in the title game. They dropped to 22-8 and 11-6 in the Mountain West after they lost this week to UNLV. But they're still a really good team, and they're going back to the tournament with certainty. And he's done a great job, and he deserves the deal, and that's why he got it. It's as simple as that. So the Aztecs have a game tonight. They take on Boise at the Dutch Oven, the Viejas in San Diego. That's going to be a great game. Like I said, the Aztecs 22-8, Boise State 21-9. Look, Boise State's 12-5 in the Mountain West, and the Aztecs are 11-6 in the Mountain West. This is going to be good stuff tonight. There's one other ranked team playing. It's Dayton tonight against VCU. VCU looking for their 20th win. Dayton's 23-6 and 13-4 in the A-10. The VCU Rams are 11-6 in conference play. This one is at the UD Arena in Dayton. All kinds of good ranked games on Saturday. Don't forget, I'm on Betting Above the Rim Saturday and Sundays at 1 to 3 Eastern on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch, and, of course, SiriusXM channel 159. You start at noon, Arkansas and Alabama. Bama's 20-10. And 12-5 in SEC play. Arkansas is 500 overall and 6-11 in SEC play. This one in Tuscaloosa at the Coleman Coliseum. It's on ESPN. On the deuce at 2, Iowa State ranked 6th at Kansas State at the Bramlage in Little Manhattan, Kansas. Iowa State coming off a win over BYU. They're 24-6 and 13-4 in a Big 12. K-State just 7-10 in conference play. At 2:30 on Fox, a good one. Number 10 Creighton, 22-8 and 13-6 in the Big East, going to the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia to take on Nova. The Cats are 17-13 and 10-9 in Big East play. They've been playing better of late. They're trying to slip in the back door into the NCAA tournament. They're going to need to do well in this game, and they're going to need to do well in the Big East tournament for that to come to fruition. At 2:30, number 17, South Carolina, coming off their loss to Tennessee in Columbia, go to Stark, Vegas to see Mississippi State at the Humphrey. South Carolina's 24-6, 12-5 in the SEC. Mississippi State is 19-11 and 8-9 in conference play. At 3 o'clock, a team I love, number 24, South Florida, going to Tulsa to the Reynolds Center to take on Tulsa. Tulsa's 15-14, 6-11 in the American. The Bulls of South Florida, Raheem, has got them at 16-1 in the American. They've been absolutely unbelievable. At 4 o'clock on ESPN, it doesn't get any better than number 14, Kansas, at number 1, Houston, at the Fertitta Center in H-Town. The number 1 ranked Cougs are 27-3 and 14-3 in the Big 12. Bill Self's team is 22-8. They've fallen out of the top 10. They're 10-7 in conference play. It's just not good enough for Rock Talk Jayhawk. 4 o'clock on CBS, another good one. As number 15, Kentucky goes to Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville to take on the fourth-ranked Tennessee Vols, who just won the SEC with that win at South Carolina on Wednesday night. The Vols are 24-6 and 14-3 in conference. They've already won the title for the conference. Kentucky, 12-5 in SEC play, 22-8 overall. At 5 o'clock on Fox, number 8 Marquette goes to the Queen City to the Cintas Center to take on Sean Miller's Xavier Musketeers. They're 500 and one game under 500 in Big East play. Meanwhile, Marquette just lost to UConn, 22-8, 13-6 in the Big East. They lost to the Huskies on Wednesday night this week. At 6 o'clock on the Deuce, another good one, number 11 Baylor going to Texas Tech to the Supermarkets Arena in Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders, who are 21-9 and 10-7 in Big 12 play. Baylor, 22-8, ranked 11th and 11-6 in conference play. At 6:30 on ESPN, here they go again. It's number 7 North Carolina and number 9 Duke, this time at the Cameron Indoor Arena in Durham. Of course, the Blue Devils 15-4 in the ACC. The Heels are 16-3 in the ACC. Both teams are 24-6 and in an unbelievable position heading into the ACC tournament and the NCAAs. At 6:30, Georgia and Auburn at the Neville in the Jungle in Auburn. The Auburn Tigers are 23-7, 12-5 in the SEC. Georgia 16-14 and 6-11 in conference play. At 8 o'clock on Fox, number 2, UConn, the Huskies, 27-3 overall. Going to Providence to the Mutual Pavilion, NRI, to take on the Friars, who are 10-9 in the Big East. The Huskies are 17-2 in the Big East. At 8:30 on CBS Sports Network, New Mexico goes to Logan, to the Smith Spectrum, to take on the Aggies of Utah State, ranked 27th in the country. They're 25-5, 13-4 in the Mountain West. The Lobos are 22-8 and 10-7 in conference play. At 9 o'clock, Oklahoma State's in Provo to take on number 20, BYU. The Cougs are 9-8 in the Big 12 and 21-9 overall. Oklahoma State's 4-13 in Big 12 play. They've been awful. At 10 o'clock on ESPN, number 5 Arizona goes to the Galen Center in La Lipstick City to take on USC. They're 5 games under 500, 6 games under 500 in the Pac-12. Meanwhile, the Cats are 23-6 and 10 games over 500 in Pac-12 play. On Sunday, there's a couple of ranked teams playing. 12:30 on Fox, you got Wisconsin going to Mackey Arena in West Lafayette to take on Zach Edey and number 3 Purdue. The Boilermakers are 27-3. They've been unbelievable. They just went to Champaign and beat Illinois. They're 16-3 in conference play. Meanwhile, Wisconsin only 2 games over 500 in conference play, and they've fallen apart over the last 10 weeks. And number 12, Illinois, is at Iowa at Carver Hawkeye at 7 o'clock on FS1. So a great Friday, Saturday, Sunday of ranked college hoop games.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.